Is the dad bod a myth? Here's three things I wish I knew on this episode of Call Me
Baba.
Welcome back and thanks again for spending time with me. My name is Isaac and I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to me ramble. This is an audio blog about my journey as a newfound dad, and it's been great just thinking up ideas for this podcast and figuring out what I'm meant to kind of be talking about. And I'm heartened to hear back from the many who listened in on episode one. Yes, Irene, my wife, and I are expecting number two. And that's why this podcast has become truly a fun project to do. And I thought it's never too early to kind of start with a listicle, right? Bottom of the drawer kind of idea stuff. And purposefully go with a clickbaity title, right? You can't fault that dude for wanting more downloads. But seriously, becoming a dad has been a bit of a journey with many, many lessons. And podcasting not really being one of them, but somewhat in a similar vein, I just wanted to compile three things I wish I knew about becoming a dad, or things that I wish I thought about properly before becoming a dad. And so these three things are non-exhaustive. They're really just based off my own experience and they're in no particular order whatsoever. So I just want to let you know, listicles are not going to be the way this podcast runs. But if you like a listicle from time to time, I'm happy to kind of share my life in a listicle. So let's start with number one. The first thing I wish I knew when becoming a dad was really you need to have hobbies. Call it what you like a creative outlet or time to zone out. Whatever it is, hobbies have helped me keep sane. One of the things that parenting forces you to do is to spend a whole lot of your waking attention on your child. And most times you're either rocking out to Cocomelon or reading the same book over and over again for the thousandth time. But having hobbies like podcasting or running or even playing games has helped me find some time to focus on myself. And actively thinking about myself, right? Being really, really intentional about thinking about what I want to do. And the last thing you want to do after taking care of a child and going to work is to take care of yourself. I think that's something that I've come to reckon with. I love cooking and I don't set out time to actually cook after picking Julia up from school and picking my wife up from work. And, you know, it just the whole idea of taking care of yourself just goes out the window. It's helpful too if your hobbies can center around your partner or your child. You know, so I've made it a hobby of mine to trick Julia into learning useless animal sounds. And for a while before we knew Irene was pregnant, we played a video game called It Takes Two, where it's a game, as the title suggests, it requires both players to actually do well in order to kind of advance through stages and so on and so forth. And if I'm not wrong, during the first pregnancy, we played a lot of Overcooked 2 as well, and it was helpful to better our communication. I know you can't see where the inverted commas are because this is obviously an audio-first platform, so you just have to imagine where I placed it. And one of the other hobbies I started picking up as well was running, and this has a lot to do with number two on my list, which is having a good fitness level is important when becoming a dad. Now, that's why I asked the question right at the front of this whole podcast, right? Is having a dad bod a myth? I must be the first to admit the dad bod thing. I've had it since young. Didn't need to be a dad to have a dad bod. But right now, I just started running again because I was really keen on building up my fitness, both physically and more mentally, actually. I've never really been a fan of running, but I found it to be a good workout and a way to really push myself to try something better, do something that I'm weak at, and really trying to grow stronger from it, not just physically, but in the way that I would have to use my mind to strengthen my willpower to actually complete a run. And working out also made me inevitably care more about the food I was putting into my body. It's easy when you're a couple, right? I'm sure those of you who are listening to this and you are married for a while now, you would know that you just eat any and everything. Anything that is easy, and I mean now with Foodpanda, Deliveroo, it's so easy to get meals. This is not a plug, nor is it sponsored. But I found that it's really easy to kind of jump off the good nutrition bandwagon and totally miss out on knowing what you're putting in your body. And so having a good grasp on fitness really helped me with keeping me up and alert when taking care of Julia and just making sure that I wasn't too sluggish. It's also taught me many valuable lessons. Enough for another podcast, actually, but more importantly, the benefits of good health is doubly important, right? I think recently, Irene and I fell ill with a stomach flu that we caught from Julia, and it was absolutely painful to have to fight through a fever and constant runs to the toilet. And the best part was that Julia was unfazed. She was still moving, talking, and doing all her Julia things while Irene and I were walking around like zombies and we were just killing over and dying. But it was great enough that I think a good health regime helped me to bounce back within a day. And, you know, the long and short of it is you can't deny that being healthy is important, especially when you're parenting, because you don't get a chance to really take a break. You don't get, your body doesn't go, oh, I'm going to take MC from being a parent today. That's just not how it works. So while you'll definitely fall ill, it's important that your body can handle all the physical strains and challenges that it's faced and it's thrown at, right? So I'd encourage anyone who is, you know, who's en route to becoming a dad, is already a dad, to try and start picking up a healthy habit early. It really does change things for you. Now, number three, and this is an important lesson, embrace a routine. Now, I understand how routine to many people can sound like a bad word. It always signifies some level of boredom and a whole lot of just the same old nonsense. Well, I've come to truly appreciate that a good routine is actually very, very freeing. When we know exactly when Julia will be up and when her naps are, it's given Irene and I more time for each other and our hobbies. It's helped us to really plan around her. But the only pro tip is this, right? Once your child gets into a routine, you have to also plan time to sleep according to their routine. So there are nights that Irene and I watch a movie and we sleep really late and there's no such thing as sleeping in anymore. Most parents I know are up and replying IG messages at 6:30. So that's when we actually have proper conversations with our friends or our parents. But we're thankful that Julia sleeps at 9 p.m. every night and wakes up at 7:30 to 8 a.m. every morning. So knowing that we have this window is important because it helps us to really find rest in between the time, do all that is necessary for ourselves to help us function better as people and as better parents. Honestly, a routine is 100% a blessing. It just demands us as parents to really blend within a known routine so we can enjoy freedom at its best. So making this podcast and running are part of my weeknight schedules as well. It just helps when everything is clockwork. You know, it takes the guessing out of things. And, you know, and one more pro tip really is it's important to plan your breaks too. If you're going to think about a routine, you need to know when you should take a break, you should sleep, when you should play a game, when you should catch up with your hobbies. So those are my top three things I wish I knew before I became a dad. And for parents out there, I'm not sure if there was anything else you wish you knew. And for those who aren't parents just yet, what do you think you need to relearn? Again, these are three things that are part and parcel of my life, things that I've learned over a short period of time. So if you've got more questions for me and more topics for me to talk about in the future, please feel free to slide into my DMs. You can call me Papa. It's not going to be weird. And I hope you had a good time with me through this podcast. Until next time, this has been Call Me.